Cheryl was explaining that whenever trucks go through this area, it affects your yard.
Definitely. Well, and it depends. Two different circumstances. If the trucks crash into the bridge, the road here is closed, and then all the traffic is diverted, and it goes right past my house. I can't get out of my driveway. You can't cross the street. Got a lot of angry drivers. They're mad because of the detour. They're driving a little bit crazily. It's very dangerous. Hard for school kids to get off the bus. It's just a mess. If the trucks don't hit the bridge, then they go around. And they can't fit down there either, but they try. I have had a truck go through my driveway. I've had a truck bash into my tree. I've had them pull wires off my house along with the siding. You know, they've taken down the telephone pole. They've taken down the street sign. It's just a never-ending thing. And that's not even speaking about all the ruts that are in the lawn that you have to go out and fix, which are deep. These are big trucks.
You're sick of it.
I'm so sick of it. I'm beyond sick of it. Yes.
So you find out this news on Thursday morning that Rick Davis said no more trucks on Yonge Street from, you know, from the Twin Cities Highway ramp to where the bridge is area. That's got to be relieving, right?
Oh, it was awesome. I literally jumped up and down and yelled in my house. Hopefully, this will do the trick. I'm not, you know, positive. I think that we'll still get a truck now and then that will ignore the signs like they do now. But at least it's an effort to do something. Maybe if they put little blinking signs around, you know, little lights around those signs, it would help. Or not big glaring ones, but little red lights that will show the truckers these signs. And more police presence would be great. And hopefully it will do the trick.
Do you think it's something, though, that the city of Tonawanda is going to sustain long-term, having more police here in these signs?
Well, they obviously can't do it forever. Right. I mean, the police have other jobs, and I don't want to say they're more important, but in all reality, if your house is getting robbed or a bridge is getting hit, you know, there's a choice there. I think that they do a good job now. I mean, they're trying. They caught a lot of these trucks, and they've given a lot of them tickets, but you know, there again, like everyone keeps saying, you can't fix stupid. There's some that still try to squish through there.
Describe the sound to me. You said you live right down the street on a corner. Mm-hmm. Describe the sound when a truck hits that.
Yeah, the other night when this last truck hit the bridge, my entire house shook. It shook. So then I went to the door to see what that was. I figured it was a truck. I went to the door, and then we could hear him backing up. And it was tremendously loud. As I said, does it turn? Oh, I was getting, mine shuts off when you turn it over. It was tremendously loud while he was backing up, the screeching, scraping of the truck, you know, backing up, and then him zooming off down the street because he was trying to get away. So he went down one of the little side residential streets, you know.
It's like a mini earthquake.
Yeah, the whole house shakes. I mean, I've got cracks in all of my walls. It literally rattles your you know, knickknacks that you have sitting around. It's insane.
How much damage have these trucks done to your property?
Oh, a lot. Like
could
I said,
you quantify it?
Well, money wise, you mean? Yeah. Not really. I mean, it's been years of damage. Like I've lived here all my life. I'm 62, so it, you know, I don't know what it would cost to fix ruts every single year. This is always, you know, grass seed and dirt and my hard work. As far as the driveway, the city actually ended up paying to have my driveway fixed, so I didn't pay for that, but. I don't know. And the other damage, of course, is like to their property, too. Telephone poles, street signs, those aren't mine. But, you know, they're run right over and knocked right down. And it's terrible. It's terrible.
What questions and what changes, frankly, would you like to tell the Common Council in the city of Tonawanda next time you see them later this month? I'm assuming you're going to that.
I am going to the meeting. Yes. Yes. If anything, to thank them for at least putting an effort out to do this. I don't know. I mean, this is a good start. I just wanted the trucks to be off of this road and away from my house. We live on it's a side residential street. I mean, you know, these big trucks don't belong there. It's very dangerous. And that's all. I would just like to see them not down there for all of our, you know, sakes.